Good evening, everyone. I feel like saying Happy New Year, but it's the 12th of January, and I'm not going to say Happy New Year. But Happy New Year. Sorry. So tonight, I'm pretty excited about this. So apologize if any of my Ian Paisley-ness comes out, if you're old enough to understand that. There's one thing I really don't like more than anything else. There's quite a lot of stuff that I don't like. But there's one thing that I really don't like is when people say to me, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Drives me absolutely round the bend. If I'm panicking about something, if I'm worried about something, someone comes up and I'm like, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. With a black eye, you'll be fine. But Jesus, tonight in our passage, tells us, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Now, men and women, of course, but mainly men. The worst thing that I think that you could do is watch a football match with somebody who already knows the score. Would you agree with me? Would you agree with me? I mean, if you're watching a football match and you were really getting into the football match and the person sitting beside you says, I know who wins, don't worry about it. You're like, well, you've just spoiled it all for me, haven't you? Jesus, this evening, when he says for us not to worry, I figure it's because he knows what's going to happen. I figure it's because the one who knows the end from the beginning knows in the moment that we don't have anything to worry about, so he tells us. And I wonder what type of stuff we get concerned about and worried about. The command is don't. The question is what? What do I worry about? What do you worry about? I mean, I have a list. The list is long. The list can go on for ages. You know, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? How much money is in my bank? Can I afford this stupid little top that I want that I don't really need, but I want it? All these things I worry about, and they're all quite shallow things. They're all quite things that don't mean a lot. But what's really important for us is to actually think about the reason why we are concerned about the things that we are concerned about. And as usual, I'm just going to be honest with you. As a new clergy person and as someone who finds wearing that bit of plastic around my neck really uncomfortable, I worry about how people see me. But the actual truth is, I worry more about whether if I'll be okay if people don't like me. I worry if I'll be okay if people don't hear me or listen to me or respect me. I actually don't worry about the stuff that's going to happen to me. I worry more about how I'm going to handle the stuff that happens to me. Whether I am made of stern enough stuff to handle the stuff that happens to me. And a lot of time, and last year that was tested. Very, very much so. It was tested. My concern about whether I was strong enough to handle stuff was tested. And I wonder what has you up at 3:30 in the morning, other than needing to go to the bathroom. I find that what happens is I wake up in the middle of the night, I need to go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom, I think, I shouldn't have drank so much water today. This is why I'm at the bathroom in the middle of the night. Then I get back into bed, and then I start to think. But it's 3:30. I've got 3 hours till I need to get up. Some of you probably only have 2 hours, but 3 hours until I should get up. Oh, what am I thinking about now? Oh, what am I thinking about now? Our bladders are too full. Our brains are too full. And we're just so distracted that we get into bed, and in the middle of the night, our minds just start spinning around, and we spin around, and we keep spinning around for hours and hours, and we don't go to sleep. We just lie there worrying about something. And one little thing that's just really tiny turns into 5:30 in the morning, like the world's going to end. And we don't know what to do about it. I looked up a Greek lexicon Bible on the internet to see what this do not worry actually means. And it means do not expend careful thought. Do not think about it. That's a very offhandish thing to say, isn't it? Just don't think about it. Thoughts. They present themselves to us, and they can start really, really small. And if you just allow it, it'll start to spin. And it'll keep spinning if you don't capture it. And that thought takes you somewhere. And we end up in a spin cycle. Worry is a spin cycle, and it just goes around and around and around and around and around and around, and we just keep going and we just keep going, and we don't move anywhere. We just stay where we are, just going around and around. And we allow our minds to do this to us. We just allow it to happen. We just allow it to happen, and it gets, oh, I'm a bit dizzy now, and it gets in there and it grows. But that's true. And Jesus says in the Bible, look at the birds. And you think, do I need to be like a bird? What does this mean? He says, look at the birds. We're spinning around because we're looking at all this stuff that we can see here. And Jesus is saying, look at the birds. And where are the birds? The birds are mostly up. We need to change where we're looking. Look up. Consider what they know that I don't know. And I've been thinking about this passage all week, and I've been sitting in prayer meetings all week in the chapel up there, and you can look out onto the trees over there. And I don't really like birds, but the magpie is my favourite bird because they're cheeky and they wiggle their bums when they walk. And I like them. But there was like four magpies in a tree out there. And every time we were in this prayer meeting, I'm thinking and panicking about tonight and what am I going to say and what am I going to say. I looked at the birds and there they were, hopping branch to branch, having a great time. They live where I don't. They got a carefree life hopping around in those trees, don't they? In order to consider the birds, you got to stop looking at yourself. You got to stop looking at the things around you. You see, when we consider and when we look up and when we consider that there is a God above us who has gone ahead of us, who lives in us and is always for us, and that you are spoken for and that you are known and that you are called, but you just keep on spinning around. That we are chosen and we are set apart and we are called to live at a different altitude. You will see your life differently when you look up here. When you're in the middle of something, you can't see it. But see, afterwards, you look back and you think, all my life, Lord, you are faithful. But a year ago, I was like, why is this happening to me? What, you know? But afterwards, we can look back and we can say, you're faithful, Lord. Yes, great. And when I worry, I spin. And when I spin, I don't go anywhere. And by the end of my spinning, I'm dizzy and I can't see straight. And we toss and we turn all night and we're thinking about stuff that we can't even control. And the devil, he tries to give you this one little innocent thought. I was thinking about this earlier, and I'll tell you what I think. The devil does this to me. She looked at me funny. It's fine. I just, you know, I could just be like, oh, well, carry on. But I don't. She looked at me funny. Wonder if she doesn't like me. Maybe she really hates me. Maybe she's telling other people that she really hates me. Oh my goodness, maybe everybody hates me. Oh flip, what am I going to do? Right, I need to move house because nobody likes me here and I need to get away from this and you know whatever. And it's all because one person did this and all of a sudden the whole world hates me and I need to run away. That's what it does. Worrying does that. We spin around and around and it makes no difference and we don't go anywhere. We're not moving anywhere. We're just standing in the one spot and we're just spinning around. And we end up so dizzy that when we get up the next day, we can't face the challenges in our lives. We don't know who to trust. I was worrying about you. Now I can't trust you because, you know, my one little tiny thought turned into this huge thing. And I don't know what I can do. a few years ago, but this was not a few years ago, maybe about 16, 17 years ago, I went to a theme park with a friend of mine in Ireland. And I don't do theme parks, and this is why. I went on this like spider ride where the things stick out, you know, and you sit in the little chairs and you go up and they spin you around in the air and then you bring you back down and then you get off and the ride's over, you know. It was a good ride, it was fine, and enjoyed it. But when I stood up after getting off that ride, I couldn't see. The whole world was like moving like this in front of my eyes. I had to run to the toilets and throw up. Then I had to go outside and sit down. And I honestly, like, the world was moving and there was nothing I could do about it. And I had driven and my friend couldn't drive. And I actually couldn't see, like, I couldn't see road signs to read. Like, I couldn't drive. So I had to book a hotel. It was awful, and I had to try and sleep it off for like a few hours. And I did finally get home, but it was really hairy scary because I was I couldn't see. And it just like, and now I won't go on amusement park rides. Don't take me, don't ask me. The answer is no. Not even that really cool one that shoots out and brings you back in again. I won't go on that. Not the teapot thing, nothing. I don't want to ever feel like that. I don't want to ever feel like that again. No, when I went home and I went to the doctor's like, oh, your equilibrium, something, something, in your head, something, but you'll get better soon, don't worry about it. But you see, that's why when we come to church and when we come into this space and when we come to hear God's word and stuff, that's why we need a minute, like we need a cup of coffee. Some people need to come in and have a seat, but by themselves for 3 or 4, you know, to just calm ourselves down. And to try to focus our minds. Jesus said, look up at the birds. But he also said, look down at the flowers. So I'm looking up at the birds, I'm looking down at the flowers. But what do I notice? What the flowers don't do that our minds do? The Bible actually says they don't spin or labor. They don't work, they don't spin. Yet, look how God cares for them. If God made the flowers and if God cares for them, how's he going to care for you who is made in his image? And what makes us think that we must spend time spinning around being tormented? What on earth makes us think that we need to do that to get nowhere? You see, and God is telling us this evening that today is the day for you to stop spinning. And I'm going to give you the remedy to stop spinning. We need to stop worrying about what God has already got in hand. Stop being concerned about things that God is working on. How he has it all in hand. And you say, yeah, great, Aaron, you don't know what I'm going through. But how do we live a life that we're not freaked out by stuff? How do we live a life that when troubles come, we can handle it? How do we live that kind of life when the worst happens, we can still stand up? How do we live like that? Well, in Philippians 4, it says, and I thought I printed it out and I haven't, so I'm going to try my hardest to remember. It says, don't worry about anything, but everything take to God. Take it to God, give it to God, pray about it. But it's a choice. I'm not going to take your hand and help you do it. You have to do it for yourself. Making a choice to not be anxious. Choosing to capture the thought that comes into your mind. You see, the Bible says that God never slumbers, nor does he sleep. So why do we think we need to lose sleep? Because God never sleeps. So we can sleep. See, God promises in this in his word that if I bring this stuff to him, that he will give me a peace that passes all understanding. So we need to pour our hearts out to God. And instead of starting with our situation, instead of starting with how we feel, instead of starting with where we are, we need to start with our source of life, and that is God. Give it to God and move on. Give it to him and walk away. When we focus our whole on God, our worry will disappear. Our situation may not change, but the torment and the worry in you, in your mind, it will change. Worship is the remedy for the worry that we go through. And that was the phrase that Richard was trying to steal off me. Worship is the remedy for the worry. Because when we worship God, we take our focus off ourselves and we put it on him. Worry is when I start with my situation and me. And let me tell you something, I am preaching to myself because I do this constantly. I always think about myself. Oh me, oh poor me, oh poor me, oh poor me. And God is saying, hello, I'm here. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me a minute. I need to torment myself some more. Just leave me alone. It's true. I do not tell a lie. Stop laughing. Worry is when I start with my situation. But when we start with God, we'll see things differently. Stop spinning. Stop spinning. And the remedy to the worry is in the passage that we read. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. If God is at the center, you will not spin. If God is at the center, you will not be tormented. If you start with God, you end with God. If you start with yourself, you end in a mess. And that is the truth. When you start with God, you will end with God. When you start with yourself, you will end in a mess. I only know that because I have been there. You see, but I, for one, want to refuse to be controlled by my stuff. I, for one, want to be refused to be controlled by the stuff that is happening around me. I want God to be my source. I believe that he is my source. And I believe that he will not hold any good thing from people who trust him. We need to get out of this spin cycle of never enough. We need to get out of this spin cycle of what if, what if, what if, what if we're driving ourselves up the wall. Start with our source and not the situation. How many of you here tonight are sick and tired of spinning and being consumed by your circumstances? This spin cycle is debilitating. We can't do anything else. We are exhausted. We end up exhausted. And we are exhausted because of why? Because we don't put God first. We're exhausted because we put ourselves first. And we think that once we sort ourselves out, then we'll have space for God to fit in. No. No. That's rubbish. When we sort ourselves out, we'll just have to keep sorting ourselves out because we'll be in the cycle that never ends. You know that song, "This is a Song That Never Ends"? Was it a football chant or something? I can remember being tormented by that song. Yeah, see? We have the potential to become the worshippers of God, and the worry will fade away. Because worship is the worry in a reverse. Worship is the remedy for the worry that has you tormented. And actually, worship is the remedy for most things that we struggle with. Sometimes we spend so much time, and this is totally like written because it's true of me, by the way, just so you know. Sometimes we spend so much time thinking about ourselves that we dig this lovely, comfortable pit. And we just jump in the pit. And we sit down in the pit. And we worry. And we worry. and we're tormented and there's nothing we can do because we're stuck in a pit that we dug for ourselves, that we climbed in by ourselves, by our own choice. And the only way to get out of the pit is to put God first. The only way to get out of the pit is to cry out to him. When you start with God, you end with God. And this is a moment, this evening, there will be space to take your peace back. This is a moment this evening, there will be space to take your focus back. This is a moment this evening, there will be space for you to stop spinning. And sometimes we come to church and we hear the sermon and we think, yeah, that was all right. Yeah, that's good. And we walk out those doors and we lose it and forget it. And even sometimes we come to church, we hear the sermon, we get some prayer, it's great. Go home, feel great. Go to bed, feel great. Well, the next day, I forgot what happened. And that's because sometimes as soon as you walk out those doors, you let the devil come and steal what he's doing, steal what God is doing. And peace only comes when our priorities are correct. Peace only comes when we put God at the center, at the top. If you have been spinning around, if you've been trying to solve things in your own strength, God is saying tonight, come on, it's time to stop. When you have a father who knows how to feed you, you don't need to go to the world and eat the scraps. When you have a father who knows what you need, you can trust in him. When you have a father who gave up everything that he had to win your heart, you can stop the spinning. When you have a father who created this entire world and everything in it, do not think it's time to put him at the top of your list. Because he is greater than the breath that we breathe. He is greater than the song that we sing. He is greater than any trouble you have or will ever face in your life. He is bigger. And this morning, I just want to share you this. This morning, when I was talking to the Pathfinders group, well, shouting at them, but talking to them. I do talk. I don't shout all the time. Well, thanks. I was saying to them, we were talking about, like, our relationships. And I was saying to them, you know, last year I went through a really hard time. And I couldn't pray. I mean, I couldn't pray. I couldn't sing. I couldn't. Nobody really talked to me about what I was going through because it was terrible. And some of you will know. But the only thing that I could do was every night give it to God and trust in him. The only thing that I could do was put him at the top. Because if I put my situation at the top, if I thought about that, I mean, what's the point in having a life? And sometimes the only thing that gets us through our seriously troubled times is putting God first in our lives. It's making the choice to trust in him no matter what happens. It's making the choice to put him at the center. It's making the choice to begin with God, because then you end with God and everything else in your life falls into place. In those times, I got the highest essay marks that I've ever had in my life, and two of them the highest in the class. Like, I don't have a clue how I did any of what I did. I actually honestly don't. All I know is that I put God first and he picked me up and he carried me. That's all I know. And he will do the same for you. His invitation is, will you put him first in your life? His invitation is, will you seek first his kingdom and allow all these other things to be added? I mean, he made the universe. He came as a man, died on a cross. There is nothing more anybody can do to show his love. And tonight, I think it's about time for me, as well as anybody else here, to put him first in our lives. I think it's about time for us to do that. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are a Father who knows us. I thank you, Jesus, that your heart for us is that we live in peace, Lord. I thank you, Father, that your heart for us is that we stop spinning, Lord. And I thank you, Jesus, that your heart for us is that we live in you, Lord. Is that when we start with you, we will end with you, Father. And we are sorry, Lord, for the times that we start with us. Father, we are sorry, Lord, for the times that we end up in a mess. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would come and fill us this evening. That we would know you as our Father. That we would know you as our friend. That we would put you first, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray.